You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
This is On Script, hosted by Jeremy Sasser, a podcast publication partnership between the Pharmacy Podcast Network and National Health Career Association. Our podcast is dedicated to providing the pharmacy technician workforce with news, real-life stories, and discussions that can impact personal and professional growth. Here's certified pharmacy technician and National Health Career Association content strategist, your host, Jeremy Sasser. Let's get On Script with NHA.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, you are listening to On Script, powered by NHA, the only podcast on the Pharmacy Podcast Network dedicated to the pharmacy technician workforce. Super excited today to have with me Jessica Langley. She is the Executive Director of Education and Advocacy here at NHA. And she is a voice that anybody who's listened to the podcast will be familiar with. And we always love having her with us.
Thanks, Jeremy, for having me. We're super excited to launch the podcast On Script here in 2020 and are going to bring you some really great episodes throughout the year. So stay tuned.
It's going to be fun. 2020 is going to be a good year for us for sure. So today we are also excited to have with us by phone, Dr. Ken Tai. Dr. Tai is the current president of the California Pharmacists Association. And he's with us today to talk a little bit about, what's going on at the Western Pharmacy Exchange, which is the, expo and meeting that is done annually, that California Pharmacists Association puts on. Really bringing together pharmacy practitioners across all settings, pharmacy technicians into one spot, kind of on the western part of the United States. So we're really excited to have him to discuss what's going on at this year's meeting. So Dr. Tai, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to the On Script podcast.
No, thank you. Thank you both for giving me an opportunity to be on your podcast. Very exciting.
Now, Dr. Tai, as we know, we have mentioned in other podcasts and are always doing things to promote NHA and CPHA. We have a wonderful working relationship and partnership, which is why we are also equally excited about WPE and some of the features that we are offering this year. So we would love to kind of dive in and talk a little bit about WPE and how it's incorporating the pharmacy industry this year. So can you tell me just a little bit more about how CPHA is evolving since it's a new year? It's the new roaring 20s is what I like to call it. So that should be exciting. So how is CPHA evolving in 2020 to support the entire California pharmacy industry, and any notes that you might want to specifically call out that are changing within the association?
Well, actually, there I love the Roaring 20s. That's a great reference, and of course, you know, when the launch of the new decade, there's been honestly a lot of change at CPHA, and that begins from the top, where we just brought on our new CEO, Susan Bonilla, and we're very excited to have her join the team and sort of help us lead the charge. We also, of course, we're very grateful for great leadership from our past CEO, John Roth, who has been with us for over 10 years and has resigned to move on to other opportunities. And we wish him, well, but can't wait until Susan takes on her reign as the in this new decade. To help lead CPHA. So that was one of the big things that has occurred. We've also worked on quite a bit of new initiatives to kind of propel the profession forward. And, that involves actually a whole new value proposition that we put forth for our members and specifically pharmacy technician members to increase the value that CPHA can provide for our technician members. And that includes, everything, just from making sure that we're very conscious about recognizing them within our profession, providing opportunities for continued education. And that goes right into, you know, what we're going to do at Western Pharmacy Exchange, even reduction in membership rates to encourage new members to check us out and to see what we can do to further their careers or provide a platform for them to become more engaged with the profession as a whole.
That is really exciting. I know that was one thing when our two organizations really started collaborating with one another that we said, you know, we really wanted to go after this particular point together about, you know, how do we get technicians involved more in their state level associations? How do we get them more access to education or even just thinking about their current position and where they might go as a career, you know, as a technician and start thinking about it that way. And I think some of the changes we've made at WPE will help with that. So let's talk a little bit about how we are supporting pharmacy technicians, both from the association level. You mentioned a couple of them in terms of price reductions for membership cost, but what opportunities do they have at WPE?
Well, first of all, thank you so much. I think NHA has really brought forth this revitalization of efforts to really reach out to our technicians and to re-engage them. Maybe that's the best way to put it, to see exactly what are they looking for. You know, and it really starts from that whole aspect of, communication. And again, I'm very thankful on behalf of the organization, this partnership that we forged together with NHA. It really made us refocus and say, hey, you know, we're not doing enough, you know, especially in regards to our technician members. And they're a very valuable part of the community. We can't do what we do as pharmacists without the support of the technicians, the clerks, and the whole entire staff. Right. We're definitely not a one-man show, and technicians have played such an integral part of what we do that it's only fair that, you know, as a profession that oversees, you know, everything that happens in pharmacy for the most part and being one of the largest state-run organizations in the country, that we, you know, are very conscientious about how to make them feel, our technician members, make them feel at home, you know, with the organization. And that includes, you know, for example, you mentioned WPE with your support, a full tech track, which is really just a education program that specifically is for technicians, you know, how to advance, how to move forward in the profession. For some, you know, being a technician is a lifelong career, you know, that they really enjoy and love. And for some, it's just another stepping stone towards other goals and such as, you know, maybe going into pharmacy school or becoming a pharmacist or going into business, becoming a pharmacy owner. And there's just so many different aspects of that. And so we just want to make sure that as an organization that we support that and working alongside with you guys, it's made that so much, you know, so much easier because now we have a platform and a strong partner that we can engage to have those conversations. And of course, this is not all in isolation. We really had an actual strategic group that we work with, all the leadership within our technician special interest group, to ask them, you know, what do you want? You know, how can we serve that resource and that partner that makes you want to be active, you know, active with CPHA and active with the profession? And I think that feedback has been invaluable in terms of just allowing us to now know how to proceed and little things. You know, I don't think we need to, you know, just completely, you know, revamp the program, but just little tweaks, you know, little additional emails or additional programs or different types of opportunities that we can afford in an organization. I think that goes a long way.
Yeah. And you brought up the fact that, you know, something they're always wanting is, and what we've heard feedback is, you know, when they're out there looking for new information or ways to gain insights and education in their space, they're typically lumped in with pharmacists and the continuing education or the professional development activities that they have to choose from are the same as pharmacists are getting. And so why not think, you know, a little more outside of the box, right? And recognize that they perform at a different level alongside those pharmacist and what can we do to help them? And I think we did a great job this year in coming up with some of the topics that are going to be available for technicians at WPE. I know one of them is going to be given by one of CPHA's cohorts and is, I think, a co-president of the Farm Tech Special Interest Group, Paul Sabatini. And he's going to talk about the experiences that technicians have in an interdisciplinary kind of environment. They're having to communicate and deal with multiple providers, not only in the pharmacy, but with the doctors, the health systems, the ambulatory care centers that they're kind of receiving prescriptions from and things like that. So I think that'll be a really great session for them as well. And I think Paul has a great background to be able to deliver that content.
Oh, I can't agree. I can't agree enough. Paul has been such a vocal as well as, just an overall inspiration to the technician community. And we're so grateful to have him in as a member of CPHA. And definitely he was one of those leaders that we engaged with to come up with this new value proposition to present to our technician members. And I'm so excited to hear that he has a program. I mean, I'd love to attend myself just to see, you know, what type of insights he can provide. And, you know, again, we're a team, you know, so team members, which pharmacy technicians are a very vital member of our team, they have a lot to offer in terms of allowing that pharmacy to better take care of our patients and to, you know, be better operationally. I mean, there's just so many different aspects. You know, on a personal level, you know, some of my strongest staff members who have a corporate team, and to be very frank, a lot of them are technicians, you know, that once upon a time worked at the store level and basically showcased their abilities, and now they're taking on so much larger roles as managers and as supervisors, and some of them, actually, believe it or not, are my partners in my own business, you know, opening up pharmacies and whatnot. And I'm very proud to say that my own personal technician that has worked with me, you know, for over 10 years now, he was actually the pharmacy technician of the year last year. And so I can't tell you how appreciative I am of, you know, everything that technicians do for us as a profession.
Yeah, and I think you hit that on the head. And going along with that, we want them to think of themselves as being able to advance into those higher level roles, especially in supervision and management. We have a couple of really incredible researchers that are going to be speaking at WPE as part of the tech track as well. One session is going to be around how do they elevate themselves from a leadership and management perspective. And then a second session is actually one that we really wanted to kind of tie to current events. And we know that the opioid crisis is really top of mind in the industry. And so NHA is actually sponsoring some research on this topic, and we are going to have a couple of the researchers that are assigned to this project to be there to talk about what can pharmacy technicians do to help against the opioid crisis? What role do they play within a pharmacy? And hopefully be able to share some of their insights that they've gathered thus far along the journey of completing this research. So right there are three great sessions that we'll have available. And then something that we started last year was we always like to finish the day with kind of a round table. You know, we get a panel of industry leaders in the room and allow technicians and other stakeholders to just ask them about what's going on. What are the hottest topics? What can technicians do for themselves and for the pharmacies to, as you mentioned, really put the patients at the center of everything that we do to care for them in a better way than we have before?
Oh, absolutely, Jessica. And, you know, you're making me excited. I can't wait for, you know, our WPE and, of course, this, you know, this new WPE track. I think with, you know, NHA's involvement, it's just taking it to another level, you know, and I feel that all the technicians out there that hopefully had a chance to, you know, kind of check out our WPE last year and, of course, or might be interested in attending this year, I strongly encourage you to really take advantage of this. I don't think many organizations put such an emphasis on the importance of technicians and how they can serve as this huge value, you know, for our patients as well as for our practices and for our team. And the fact that these programs present an opportunity for them to showcase or learn about some of the technician leaders out there and what they're doing to advance themselves and put themselves in a position to, you know, go into higher roles or you know, garner higher pay. These are all very important messages that we need to send out there. And honestly, I'm excited. So I can't wait to check out some of these programs myself.
Now, you also mentioned that your pharmacy technician that works in your organization was recognized as the WPE or CPHA's Pharmacy Technician of the Year. So let's talk a little bit how this is an additional opportunity outside of the tech track that technicians can take part in and be recognized for their great work. And outside of just the Pharmacy Technician of the Year, we also want to recognize individuals or organizations that support them on both the educational and employer side of it. So we actually have three categories for technicians to be nominated for, one of those being Farm Tech of the Year, which I believe those nominations have closed, but we do still have nominations open for the other two. So for a Farm Tech Educator of the Year and a Farm Tech Employer of the Year. And I know both of our organizations are actively promoting that right now via email and social. So check out both of our websites, both the CPHA and WPE specific website and NHA's website and social media platforms for links about how you can nominate individuals for that, because we certainly want to recognize everyone who, you know, kind of plays a part in supporting technicians.
Well, thank you. I mean, again, you know, I can't thank you enough for honestly just highlighting, you know, how important it is. And you know, it, of course, you know, we're talking of technicians, but I think just for as a whole, you know, mentors in pharmacy, you know, and employers that really take care of the team and put them in positions to succeed and constantly inspire them to want to do more and go above and beyond where they're at in life. I think these are all great stories, and I think they definitely deserve our recognition, and hopefully it highlights the importance of you know, those folks out there that take extra time, effort, and energy to spend with their technicians, for example, to encourage them, you know, to seek higher, you know, goals in life and to do, you know, even bigger and better things within the healthcare community and within the pharmacy. And I think that's awesome. I can't wait to see, you know, what great nominees we have, and you know, personally congratulate them on all the good work, you know, in supporting our technicians.
Yeah, and the winners will be announced during an awards luncheon on Saturday at WPE. So also a great opportunity. I will never forget last year being able to present those awards and to get personal with those individuals, to see them bring their family members to this event and to celebrate alongside of them their accomplishments was just really amazing and touching. And it makes what I do, you know, even better. And I know you feel the same way. Let's switch gears just a little bit and let's talk a little bit to your California stakeholders. So your members or other pharmacists or technicians listening in California that maybe want to learn more about CPHA or just the pharmacy environment in the state right now. Each state has its own unique challenges in the pharmacy space right now, but can you talk a little bit about what are some of California's specific challenges in the settings? And then with that, because we are, you know, kind of technician focused in this particular episode, how or if technicians can have an impact in that?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if this is necessarily unique to California. I do know that these are challenges that we've seen throughout the country. And as a matter of fact, yesterday I was in Texas and, you know, talking to some of the pharmacists out there. And it seems like these are in their own, you know, little ways, slightly different, but the core remains the same. And that is that, you know, pharmacists are still working very hard to put us in a position where, you know, we get reimbursed, not necessarily for some of the more of, you know, counting or dispensing work, but, you know, more towards the clinical reimbursement side and clinical reimbursements and payments for the services that we render. I think the term provider status was something that was accomplished a few years ago, and it was a great win, you know, a very landmark legislative win for us to be recognized amongst, you know, the healthcare industry as a provider and then be able to hopefully bill for services. Now, unfortunately, after 5 years, that has happened, but it's been slow, and we're obviously not getting paid at the level that, you know, comparable members of the healthcare community are getting paid for clinical services, and many services we still don't get recognized and get paid for, right? So that's definitely something that we has been a huge, you know, push for us as an organization on the advocacy side. Also, we all know that the industry itself has also been under a lot of pressure. You know, community pharmacists probably, you know, represent 70% of the pharmacy community, and the reimbursement rates in that setting has been, you know, honestly, have been dropping quite significantly over the past 5 to 10 years. And it's created, you know, obviously a little bit of a crunch in terms of various issues that have now become much broader in its scope, including workplace conditions. A lot of employee pharmacists now, they don't feel that, you know, they're provided with the proper support in terms of ancillary staff, which of course includes pharmacy technicians and clerks and whatnot. So these are all areas where I think that, you know, it is, you know, we're very much cognizant about within California, but I think it's much more, it's much larger than that. I think it's definitely national issues that are being highlighted right now. And I think technicians, I think they can do obviously a lot of help in regards to at least the second part of that problem, which is, you know, how do we provide that support, right? So I think better training with our technicians, allowing them to expand some of the different duties that they can perform to help pharmacists, those are all areas that I think technicians can play a very pivotal role to help ease some of the workload or provide additional assistance as a very core member of a team within our pharmacy. So, yeah, something I think to that effect.
Yeah, I was just actually in California a week or so ago and was there happily to be sharing in the discussion with the California Board of Pharmacy around the development of a advanced pharmacy technician role and scope. So it was good to hear from stakeholders and kind of see where the industry is headed in that state. I don't think we got necessarily the positive movement forward that we wanted, but it's nice to see that they're really taking their time at researching and understanding the role that technicians can play and which duties and responsibilities do fit in within their scope of practice. Of course, with the, you know, the right training and responsibility level and, you know, trust from their pharmacists. So great movement in the part of California to be one of the first few states to actually look and tackle this issue, and hopefully they'll keep moving forward. And I know both CPHA and NHA will be right there in the thick of those conversations as they continue.
Well, and something I think about a lot as a pharmacy technician by training that we typically don't have a lot of knowledge in is medical billing. So reimbursement is only going to happen on the medical side if you're billing on the medical side. And billing and adjudicating pharmacy claims versus medical claims is like night and day. So, you know, pharmacy technicians are going to need to be able to step up, you know, when that happens at a large scale. Hopefully it happens someday at the federal level, so that you can pull in, you know, Medicare, TRICARE, any of the government federally funded programs in addition to commercial plans. I think that's really going to get the ball rolling, but we're going to really need to be ready to understand medical billing and how that occurs.
Oh, that's a great point, Jeremy. As a matter of fact, you know, within my own personal operations, we've done a lot of cross-training of our pharmacy technicians in the medical billing side, and you're absolutely correct. That is a huge frontier, right? Especially with the growth of specialty pharmacies and honestly, the reimbursement world of third-party payers have become much more complex. And so sometimes you don't even know if it's medical billing or if it's through pharmacy billing or if it's pharmacy benefit, medical benefit. And then once you, you know, decipher that part of it, then now you have to actually figure out how to go about billing, right? Especially the medical side, which I think the majority of our pharmacy community is not familiar with. And I think that that type of cross-training, providing our technicians with that type of a support education would go a long way to putting them in a position to be successful working alongside, in a pharmacy and a pharmacist to allow us to start venturing into those various areas of growth within the pharmacy world.
Well, I think that brings up a great point. You know, you guys mentioned just one specific area that technicians can be trained in. Ken, I wonder if you can share with me, as a pharmacist by trade, you know, part of NHA's mission is really trying to get pharmacists to think about the role that technicians play in their organizations. And when it comes to that, there has to be that equal part of professional development and training in order to get them to that point. So what do you think that pharmacists should consider when looking to elevate their technicians in the area of professional development and career laddering?
Well, I do think that, if pharmacists are not doing so already, that they're really not doing their jobs, as a pharmacist, as a manager, right, of a particular setting in a pharmacy. The reality is that everyone has a role. And, as the operation, as the business grows, those roles are going to evolve, you know, and also depending on the particular person, staff member, whether they're a technician, they're an intern, they're a clerk, or even a staff pharmacist, we have to, evaluate, how we can maximize each person's role within that operation, right? And so I think that, that, for the most part, at least for me personally, comes with a lot of communication to understand, what exactly does that particular individual want to do, right? How they want to grow the company, what are their aspirations in life? A lot of folks obviously look at, entering the technician field as sort of more of an entry level, at least the beginning, right? And then some of them actually find joy and really love what they do, and then they start taking it further. And then when that happens, then it's time to really start looking at, so how far can I go with this? And at least from my personal experience, I think the sky's the limit because really the technicians, when it comes to day-to-day operations, maybe not as much on the clinical side, they know just as much about what happens every single day in that pharmacy as anybody, and that includes the pharmacists or the pharmacy managers, right? And they interact just as much, if not even more, with the patients that are coming in and out of that pharmacy on a day-to-day basis. So I think, once you understand what everyone's looking for, and usually I think it's the job of the manager, the pharmacist in that particular setting to, present opportunities and visions and different ideas as to how that role could be expanded. I think once you talk with your team, you'll see that, they're more than willing to share with you, where they see themselves in 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. If they don't have, maybe a more clear-sighted vision, then it's your job, as a leader and a manager within that role to present them with that vision. And once you do that, it's amazing how they open up and start looking and taking their jobs much more seriously in terms of where they can, advance. And I've seen that personally. And I say that because, one of my top, the majority of my top staff members are technicians. So, I've actually seen that play itself out in firsthand. So.
Yeah. And I think, this is a great opportunity, not only, to share that message through the podcast, but timing is wonderful and pharmacists should think about, potentially even paying for their technicians to attend WPE and to get some of these professional development courses and have the ability to network across the industry. And that's an easy way for them as a leader, an owner, or a manager, to show that they value the job that the technicians do and that they care about their future.
Yeah, no, I agree. And as a matter of fact, we also have a, I apologize.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I don't think it's any surprise why we're seeing much more opportunity and career laddering in independent pharmacy practice and, you know, hospital or institutional pharmacy practice. Not seeing a lot of that uptake in some of your larger retail pharmacy practices, you know, because I think, unfortunately, you know, in a larger organization, it's really a lot harder to move that needle and create, you know, a new specific job or job code for an advanced technician, you know, but they really need to get on board with giving and empowering their pharmacy managers who are standing shoulder to shoulder with these technicians day in and day out, who they trust, who they know, not only in terms of ability, capability, but also in terms of want, what their technicians can do, and you know, empowering them to elevate them at the pharmacy level, I think would be, you know, a huge win for pharmacy technicians, because I was fortunate enough as a pharmacy technician behind the counter to work with a lot of pharmacists who, you know, when I raised my hand and said I wanted to do more, they let me do more, you know, and I knew I wasn't necessarily going to get paid more, you know, all of that was out of their control, but they trusted me to find solutions to unique problems that we had, you know, and kind of build things out from there. So, you know, pharmacists knowing or being given the ability to, at the pharmacy level, elevate their technicians, give them more to do, trust them with more to do, I think that would help a lot.
Oh, yeah, I can't agree enough, Jeremy. And as a matter of fact, I'll take a step further. As a matter of fact, one of my technicians, I actually paid for their signing up for one of these programs within CPHA. It's called the Leader Development Institute, which is LDI. And it actually allows, you know, and it, by the way, it's not limited to pharmacists or interns or technicians. Anyone within the organization, CPHA, can sign on and apply for it and then can attend and be involved with that. And just it is another opportunity to put you in a situation where you think out of the box and you start, you know, understanding where you are in life and in your profession and how you can take it to the next level, right? And I think that those are the type of things that, you know, I think Jessica spoke about it earlier, where you're encouraging employers and whatnot to send their technicians to WPE or you know, in my case, WP and LDI to continue to develop them, because, you know, they could do so much more and they can serve as such a even more integral part of your operation to, you know, build, right, and to expand. And if pharmacists want to, you know, expand their own duties and opportunities and payments for these services and whatnot, the only way to do that is to be able to elevate the staff that you work with so that they can take on some of the other duties that you're doing, to allow you to, again, you know, step up and move beyond what you're doing now, right? And I think that that's just a normal course of evolution in terms of, you know, being able to continue to advance the profession.
Yeah, and understanding how, you know, putting in the cost up front for professional development for their staff in the long term, you know, is going to decrease attrition rate, and thus is going to be a cost saving measure in the long run. You know, everything's got an upfront expense oftentimes. But when you can hang on to that technician, you know, for 10, 15 years, I mean, even 5 years, that cost really becomes negligible to the business versus constant turnover and going through a hiring process and training new employees.
Well, and what a great first step, right, that we've been talking about here. And there's a couple of examples of that. First and foremost, invest in them. Invest in their membership to their state association such as CPHA. Secondly, what we've been promoting here is send them to, you know, your annual conferences, WPE, specifically, it's tailored for them. We've got that day that has content that is specific, you know, to their job and their role and their function within the pharmacies. And I know we've talked with Ken, you and your Lee team, and you guys are willing to run a promo offer for individuals, whether it's pharmacists that are wanting to send their technicians or technicians themselves individually wanting to sign up for the 1 day tech track, they can do that. And you guys are willing to give $40 off that registration. So if listeners want that, they can email us at onscript@nhanow.com and we can provide that code to them. So what a great way for CPHA to support technicians in that sense as well. So I think that's the biggest thing in the interim is let's see how much engagement we can get at this year's Western Pharmacy Exchange event. It's being held, as Jeremy mentioned earlier, April 16th through 19th in lovely Anaheim. So if you want to, you know, tack on a little Disney vacation there, might be something to think about. And I just love even the theme of it. You know, we talked about like the roaring 20s, and I think that my past life, I was in the 20s, in the 1920s, because I just have this thing for this particular generation. But it really fits with the theme of WPE. It's celebrating the past and designing our future, which is exactly what we've been talking about in regards to trying to advance that pharmacy technician profession forward. So Ken, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for your support of not only this, a partnership with NHA and CPHA, but your support of technicians, both professionally and personally through your work with the different organizations. And we enjoyed your thoughts today on this episode of On Script.
Well, thank you to you both. This is really fun, and I can't wait to see everyone at the WP. And please take advantage of this $40 discount. This is awesome. Get to go out to Disneyland and also, you know, learn something along the way and meet some new friends and hopefully look at some new opportunities. So thank you so much to the both of you for putting this on.
Absolutely. Thank you for the platform. And as a final reminder, don't forget the nominations for the Pharmacy Technician Educator of the Year and Employer of the Year is still open. You can find those links on nhanow.com and as well as the WPE Western Pharmacy Exchange website. For a link to this podcast, as well as all of our other previous podcasts, don't forget to join or log into the NHA blog, and that can be found at www.nhanow.com/learning-leading. All of our episodes can be found there. Definitely subscribe and be in the know when we launch new episodes. So thank you so much for listening. And until we are on the air again, I hope everyone is having an awesome 2020 thus far. Adios.
Thanks for listening to On Script, where we cast a spotlight on pharmacy technicians, the services they provide, and to the patients they serve. So, for all the spatula warriors, TPN ninjas, and lieges of levigation, this podcast is for you. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or go to pharmacypodcast.com.